Now that we've established the origins of strategic thinking, let's take a look at the evolution of your strategic thinking skills from kind of the initial baby steps all the way up to full mastery. We like to look at it in kind of five stages. At the lowest level is the hapless victim. The hapless victim has very little strategic thinking going on. Their favorite expression is, I don't have enough resources, I don't have time. Why does this always happen to me? They're coming up with excuses and they're coming up reasons why things can't work or why they didn't work. Now, all of us have moments when we're in the hapless victim mode because it's kind of a survival mechanism and that it protects your ego. If the reason you're struggling or the reason you're failing is because you didn't have enough or because somebody else didn't and all the excuses are external to you, then it preserves that, well, despite for that, you're a good person and you would have succeeded. So the hapless victim though, if spending too much time in that gets this kind of woe is me, curl up in the fetal position and die attitude. And we've all dealt with people that are in that situation and that's no bueno. To get out of the hapless victim though, you don't just suddenly promote all the way up to the other end of the spectrum. The key differentiator from getting out of hapless victim mode is that you've got to start. Author John Acuff wrote a great book on start and it's all about taking that first step. The journey of 1,000 steps doesn't begin with the first step. It begins with a choice to take the first step. So to move from hapless victim up that ladder, the next step up is the blind activist. This is somebody that is making choices and is giving it the college try. They may not really know what they're striving for and they may not really know what the end looks like. They may not be able to be as efficient, as thoughtful about how they're doing it, but they're doing something. This is the just do it model. As the blind activist takes action, the advantages in this stage is they start to learn. You start to make mistakes, you step on rakes, you get some feedback, and over time, you start to get a sense of, I don't like that, I do like that, and that can help crystallize what your goal actually is. Of course, you don't want to stay in the blind activist role forever because it's very inefficient and very painful when you're there. It's kind of like a bowl in a china shop. But as you start to learn, you get to promote up into the focused doer. The focused doer has a much better sense of what their goal is. They have done what Stephen Covey calls begin with the end in mind, right? They've got that sense of where they want to be long term, and they're taking action and in alignment with that. Now, the challenge with the focused doer is they tend to have kind of blinders on. It's like, right, it's like the project manager that says, this is the scope of my project. And if anybody has any suggestions that messes it up, then I'm just gonna say, no, that's out of scope, right? Because it'll mess up my beautiful schedule and I have to redo it. I just wanna stick to the plan. Just stick with the plan. Just stick with the plan, right? Being a focused doer helps you be successful, but you have to end up working a lot harder, not smarter. The next step up is the efficient performer. The efficient performer has the goal in the actions from the prior two steps. They add options. They start to add some resiliency to it. So they start looking out ahead and say, okay, maybe this goal isn't the best goal for me right now. Maybe if I shifted it, I might be in a better position to succeed. Maybe the goal is great, but the path that I'm currently taking isn't the best. We all know the shortest path between two points is not a straight line. It's usually a meandering path that kind of takes advantage of the terrain and the hillside and the competitive environment to get you to that intended objective. That's the efficient performer. So they get a sense of flow and a sense of rhythm, and they have the ability to kind of adapt as they go. That would be an amazing space for all of us to spend most of our time. So there is no knocking the efficient performer. And there is still one level above that that really promotes you up to a mastery of strategic thinking. We like to call this the strategic operator. The strategic operator is able to think that many more steps ahead and knows how to develop the relationships before they're needed. They know how to plant the seeds so they have time to grow so that when you're ready to harvest and you need them, they'll be there for you. So they're far more prepared and they're far more resilient as stuff happens to them. The biggest difference along this scale is this focus on how do you see resources. The hapless victim thinks, I don't have enough resources. The strategic operator says, how do I use the resources I have most efficiently? They're kind of like the Jedi of strategy, where they're able to move like magic through an organization to achieve results with incredible levels of success. But it's not magic. They were prepared, they were resilient, and they were able to adapt on a moment's notice when little indications started to suggest that the times were changing. Now, to give you a couple of analogies of how this might work, I'd like to use first a retail example. Let's say that you're going to a hardware store and you think you need a drill. Well, the hapless victim employee, if you ask them, "I need a drill," would say, "I think we're all out of drills, sorry," and that would be the end of the conversation. The blind activist would say, "I don't know if we have any drills, let's go look," and they're gonna start climbing the first aisle in front of them and pulling boxes off, going through to see whether there's any drills in there or not. Great intentions, great effort, they're not really thinking it through very well. The focused doer is gonna say, "Oh, let me look in the computer. Yes, we have drills, they're on aisle 4. And they would send you off on your way. The efficient performer is gonna ask you, "Okay, yes, we have drills, but there's 3 or 4 different types. And here's kind of the pros and cons of each, and here's the return on investments that you have depending on what you're trying to do." The strategic operator saw that you drove into a parking lot and scanned your license plate. And based on your recent buying history and the other things that you've purchased, they knew that you were probably coming in for a drill based on the project we can bet you're working on. Now, this sounds a little creepy, but in today's data-driven marketing world, that is not on the too far distant horizon. Once you walk into the store, they say, "Welcome," and they ask, "What project are you working on?" All right, because you don't really need a drill. What you need is a hole in the wall. So what kind of wall are you drilling into? And the strategic operator can then figure out, is it masonry? Is it fiberglass? Is it what kind of wall is it? And they can say, based on that, this is the best drill for you. And oh, by the way, you're probably gonna wanna come back later and pick up some of these items as well. We've already made it, put it into your cart so that if you'd like to check out with that, you can do in one fell swoop. Now, again, that sounds kind of out there, but that's what's possible in terms of really being strategic based on the data that's available to you. To give you a different metaphor, let's compare it back to our military origins. Now, the hapless victim has no business being in the military in the first place, and the blind activist is probably going to get washed out in basic. So to focus on the focused doer, that's probably like your typical Army grunt. These folks are trained well, they have a mission, and they have a get-her-done kind of attitude, right? But it's a little bit more brute force, right? Just throw a lot of bodies and a lot of bullets downrange and that'll achieve your objective. Nothing wrong with that. It definitely gets the job done. The efficient performer might be more like your Marines. More highly trained, a little more agile, more resilient, more skilled in terms of being able to achieve their mission, and they're able to cooperate in a far more tight-knit fashion with their teammates to succeed. The strategic operators, they know it's not just about me, it's about my network. It's about what is my crew, and we've trained together so that we can read each other's minds. This is like the Delta Force operators and the Navy SEALs, who are able to strap on a backpack with a few bullets, some Band-Aids, and a can of beans, and no matter what the enemy throws at them, they overcome and succeed. Those are a couple metaphors that kind of help me get a sense of where might I be at any given stage in my career. So two activities for you to consider using for your team. First, take a look at our Evolution of a Strategist template and see for yourself, when have you been in each one of those different roles throughout your career? What are those key distinctions between each level that if you tapped into a little bit more of would help prepare you to go to the next level? I've also found that many of our clients like to print this out and have this conversation with their employees. And ask the employees, where do you see that you are on this particular chart? And if the employee says, "Well, I don't know," what is the right answer? Well, then by definition, they're the hapless victim. As you work with them to say, my goal is to get you at least to be in that focused, doer, efficient, performer role, right? What are some of the things that you can do when you have a task to be a little bit more strategic, to be able to think a few more steps ahead, to be able to look kind of to either side, to see the risks that are coming and take advantage of those opportunities to be the best steward of the resources available to you. We hope that you find this Evolution of a Strategist model a useful way of kind of thinking about how you can progress in your development and the development of your team.